WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us for our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. New research reveals how transit is a key factor in business location and recruitment strategy. The data is very good, and to help explain a little bit of it to us this morning, Audrey Wenick, who's Director of Transportation at the Metropolitan Planning Council of Chicago. Audrey, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
This is good stuff. I've been reading through the name of the report. It's called Transit Means Business. Lots of good information here. What would you say the takeaway headline is from it all?
Transit provides a lot of economic benefits to our region. It's for every dollar invested in transit, we get up to $3 in regional economic benefits in terms of safety, reduction in congestion, health, and attracting businesses to the region.
$3 is quite significant. The report compares that to some other places around the country. San Francisco, for example, $2 to up to $2.9. The Twin Cities, $1.50 up to $3. How is that a good argument for investment in some of these transit programs and policies?
Well, we want our region to be competitive with other global regions. We're no longer competing with the states next door. We're competing with global cities, Paris, London, Hong Kong, and transit helps to attract talent to our region. It also helps people get to their jobs.
And we know this because we have quite a few big companies here in Chicago. Part of the report talks a little bit about McDonald's and Caterpillar, Motorola Solutions, all of these companies that are in the Chicago region. So they're providing firsthand knowledge of this, firsthand explanation, firsthand advice, right?
Yeah, so that's another part of the report is we have 15 case studies of businesses around the region and how they support transit and have made business decisions related to transit. McDonald's story is pretty remarkable. McDonald's was in Oak Brook for 40 years, and in May of this year, they relocated their global headquarters downtown to the West Loop, and the reason they did that was because they needed access to a larger talent pool. People were just not willing to drive to Oak Brook where there really wasn't transit accessible, wasn't a transit accessible location. And they've gone from having 90% of their employees driving to 90% of their employees taking transit. They're in the West Loop near the Green Line station. They also serve by all the metro stations. And they're getting a lot better job applicants. And that was that was the main reason they moved, is to access talent.
One of the things that jumped out of the report at me was when we talk about job growth and locations, these transit accessible locations, I look here and it's even highlighted a quarter a mile or less away from transportation. The job growth is quite significant there. Talk to us a little bit about how transit is fueling some of this job growth and could fuel even more job growth in the future.
Yeah, it's remarkable. We're seeing the market is choosing to locate near transit, and it's showing that transit's providing an economic stimulus, both in good economic times and bad economic times. So we're seeing increased job growth in the past 5 years, and even during the recession, when the region lost 150,000 jobs, there was a slight growth around transit stations.
And I know even in the best times, it was up, the percent of change was almost 20% when you look at that one quarter of a mile or less, which is like a five-minute walk, I guess, to the CTA or Metra.
That's right. Yep, it's all about walk time. So half mile's a 10-minute walk, quarter mile's a five-minute walk. And we're seeing that talent, we saw this in the case studies, talent really wants transportation choices. We're seeing the millennial generation has a large share of people riding transit. And transit ridership to work has even grown in the past 10 years. Even though we hear that transit ridership overall has dipped, people are commuting more by transit.
And that's one of the things that was confusing to me. How do we figure that out, and why is that?
Yeah, and so we separate out the reasons people take a trip on transit. We separate out work trips from all trips. So whether you're going to the store, whether you're going to a medical appointment, or whether you're going to work. Or whether you're going out for dinner. So people may be taking transit a little bit less for recreational trips, but they're taking transit more for work trips, the trips they're doing every single day.
There are some more data here. We don't want to overwhelm people with data, but I just think some of this is amazing, I have to tell you. One of the things is the number of people without a car, about 13% of the labor pool is without a car. And then also the demographics of who's using transit. Some surprises there or no?
Well, I think some real positive signs. The millennial age group, which is age 25 to 44, they comprise almost half of the total workforce, so 45% of the total workforce. So they have a huge influence in commute patterns. And we've seen over the past 5 years, that they have grown by 8% in terms of their use of transit to commute. And so this is a group that's going to be in the workforce for another 20 years. And it's true that millennials want choices, and they want transit to be one of their choices.
Yeah. The other positive part of this, too, is riders 55 and older saw an increase of 23% in transit riding. So put those two together, and there's your argument right there for transit.
Absolutely. People are choosing it, and employers are validating that they are finding that they need to be transit accessible to get the best, most diverse workforce.
So, Audrey, here's the million-dollar question. What do you do with all of this data? What do you do with this report moving forward?
Yeah, I think the critical thing is to realize that if the market wants transit, we need to invest in transit. And the flip side of this is that our transit system, while it is extensive, it is old and it requires a lot of investment. Unfortunately, today, 31% of our transit system is not in a state of good repair. And that's according to our Regional Transportation Authority. They put a report out earlier this year. So we really need more investment in transportation, and particularly in transit, because this is critical to our economy.
Yeah, and we've seen some real-life examples of what can happen when it's not taken care of. I think most people would think New York City immediately comes front to center. They've had some problems with their transit, not keeping it up. So this could be, if we don't do it the right way, it could be very damaging to our economy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And New York is a great example. I would also say Washington, D.C. is maybe even a worse example. So anyone who's been to D.C. knows the beautiful metro system that they had there 40 years ago. It was the most beautiful system in the country. And they have not maintained it. It has completely fallen apart. And people have abandoned riding transit. Congestion's worse than ever in D.C. They've got business coalitions forming to try to fix it. Similarly, in New York, a similar thing happening. So we're next if we don't invest in transit.
Audrey, we appreciate you being with us this morning and sharing with us this information.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Audrey Wenig, who's the Director of Transportation at the Metropolitan Planning Council in Chicago. And the name of the report is Transit Means Business. We're going to link out to that in the podcast of the opening bell a little bit later this morning. We put it up at WGNRadio.com.